so cute. I
Stop.
know,
How
isn't
did
that
we just
cute?
finish an entire season of a podcast? Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. It's Jenna and Sophie, and this is the My 20-somethings podcast.
We are back with the final episode of season one, and oh my gosh, what an experience this has been.
We started the My 20-somethings podcast as a simple creative outlet for us during quarantine, but since then it's grown into something so much bigger, into a beautiful community of young women who continue to inspire us daily. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in every other Wednesday and for sharing your experiences with us.
Every other week, we bring you advice, guest mentors, and personal anecdotes so you never have to say, I wish I knew that in my 20s.
So for this episode, we'd like to take a little jog down memory lane and walk through the past season, episode by episode, and discuss our favorite moments.
If you're already worried about missing us, never fear. We're already busy planning season two, and all we can say is you won't want to miss it.
During our break, we will be active over on our social pages, and you can still hear our voices on Wednesdays by taking a little listen to some of our older episodes.
Without further ado, let's get into this recap.
So it started back in, what was it, January?
Yeah.
With episode one, and we did a big All About Us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that now feels like ages ago. Like, I honestly don't remember what our mindset was like at that point, and we had no idea how the longevity of this project. I think we both thought, like, you know, we'll do an episode or two and we'll, you know, get our creative juices flowing and then we'll go our separate ways. And I'm so glad we haven't, because we've grown it into something so spectacular, and it personally fills me with so much joy every time we get together to do an episode. But yeah, this episode was a really exciting one for me because we really just got to let you guys into our friendship and let you know about us as people and us as partners. And I honestly, I was really shocked that people liked it. I think I thought this would be boring. Like, who cares? Who gives a crap about, you know, what Jenna's favorite color is or Sophie's, you know, favorite dog breed? But it actually performed really well, and it was a really exciting one for us to do. And I think for the viewers or for the listeners, it made it our podcast so much more personal.
And this one was fun because we did Vogue's, what was it, 73 questions?
73 questions. Yeah, yeah.
And it was fun because I learned stuff about Jenna that I never otherwise would have learned. We'd never played that game. And even some of my own, like, answers surprised myself. So that was really fun. It was a great exercise to start it all off with because we really got to know each other. It was as much for each other as it
Absolutely.
Was for you guys, I guess.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it made us more comfortable being, you know, in a recorded environment. And like Sophie said, like, I had no idea some of her answers. So I think it's something you could absolutely always do with your own friends or your own family, because it was a very enjoyable experience.
But on the same day, we also released episode two. We released them both on the same day. Remember that? Because we were like, they're going to find us boring, so we better release
You're
both.
Right. We jumped in with two full episodes. And this one, I would say to this date, is my favorite episode we've ever done.
Absolutely.
And
me too.
We, you know, right from the get-go knew we wanted to do this one, and we called it Friends Aren't Therapists. And this one for us was all about, you know, having a balance between your friends being a support system and also knowing that your friends are not supposed to be your mental health therapist and are not supposed to take the role of a mental professional or even a, you know, any kind of doctor. And we both have struggled with that in the past and setting boundaries in our friendships. And so this one resonated with a lot of people, and we had a lot of our listeners reach out and say, oh my gosh, you know, I never thought about this, or I never put this into words. So It meant a lot to us that everyone else was experiencing this like us and, you know, didn't know how to vocalize it.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember when we first started talking about the podcast, I actually wanted to name the podcast Friends Aren't Therapists. Mm-hmm. So this episode, I think for Jenna and I both, because we use this statement a lot just in our friendship in general, not to each other. but it was almost the title of the entire show. So this one holds a special place in my heart, and it's one that when I say it to other people, they're like, yeah, friends aren't therapists. And I think it just holds a lot of weight. And it was something Jenna and I really wanted to talk about. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think my biggest takeaway from this episode was that your friends are obviously supposed to be people you can depend on and lean on and people you can confide in. But you have to know that you pay someone to to take your crap and to basically like put up with your shit and your all your issues. And if you're not going to pay your friends for it, it's not fair to expect the same type of a treatment that you would get from a paid professional.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's a 50-50 and or not even 50-50. There needs to be fun and love in a relationship as well as emotional support, because there is a level of emotional support that comes with being a friend, but it shouldn't be the entire relationship.
You are also so entitled to say to your friends, look, I love you and I'm here for you when you need it, but what you need right now is beyond what I can provide you. And it would be unfair if I tried to act in place of a true professional.
Absolutely. And that's what the episode's all about.
Exactly. Then, you know, 2 weeks later, we were starting to get a groove going and we released an episode called Ya Basic. And it was all about the idea of struggling to fit in and find who you truly are in a world where, you know, being the same as everyone else or just blending in is sometimes preferable.
I'm trying to remember this episode for myself.
This one was the one, I know we played a game about how basic are you. We took a quiz.
Right.
And we spoke a lot about our own personal experiences in high school and referring to this idea that, you know, when you're growing up, you all you want to do is blend and, you know, you do not want to stand out. And so if you have like a pimple on your face or, you know, anything like that that draws attention to you, it's the worst thing in the world. And then you reach your 20s and all of a sudden it's like a paradigm shift. And if you don't stand out, if you don't have something that's special about you, it's like, oh my God, I'm boring, I'm basic, and I won't get a job because, you know, I'm just like every other applicant. And it's this huge shift in mindset that you have to experience, and a lot of people aren't prepared for it.
Yeah, yeah, you said that so eloquently. I think even talking about it on the podcast, it was that realization of like, I don't want to fit in. And even having a podcast, that is putting yourself out there, and it's a really scary feeling. But I think part of this podcast, or the mission of this podcast, is to encourage you to follow your dreams, to fit in if you want to, because that's what you want. I remember now, I talked about like wearing UGG boots and leggings and sweaters every single day at high school. But now I want to wear the dress. I want to put on the heels. I want to wear things that make me feel happy and do things that make me feel happy. And so it's all, that one was all, the biggest takeaway for me was empowering you to do the same.
Absolutely. And I don't know why this reminds me of this, but like, I feel like, you know, the saying of you won't regret the things you don't do, you'll regret, oh wait, no, you won't regret the things you do, you will regret the things you don't do. It kind of goes with that for me, of that idea of like, even if in the moment, you know, standing out seems scary or embarrassing, you'll regret not taking the risks more than you will regret, you know, oh my God, people were looking at me, because there'll be moments in life where you're like, I wish more people were looking at me. I wish I could have done more with the time I had in the spotlight.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we came out with Living in Our COVID 20s, which I laugh now because we were concerned that if we didn't release it early, that COVID would be over and it would be old news.
What a nice worry, you know? Oh my gosh, what if COVID doesn't last long enough?
Yeah, we're still, I mean, things are getting better, but we're still basically in the heat of it. But this one was great because I think it, A, was the reason that we started this podcast was because of COVID. So good things did stem and that we did focus on that. But we kind of go through all of the ins and outs of dating and social life and school and whatnot during COVID. And it really nice to just talk about it, because I know so many people have struggled or relate to how Jen and I felt. And it was cathartic. Is that the word?
Absolutely. Yeah, cathartic.
Cathartic.
I don't know why, but my biggest memory of this episode that still sticks with me is that we went over and we found some happy news stories, because there was just so many glum periods in our life at this point, and anything that was even remotely happy was like the biggest, most exciting part of our day. And I don't know who it was, one of us, we found a story of these two grandparents who got to hug their grandchildren. I think they were like dressed up in like panda bear costumes or something.
It was dinosaurs.
Was it? They were in like one of those inflatable suits that was safe to obviously hug each other. And it was, I don't know why, it truly brought us both to tears. It was the nicest thing. And I still think about it and get a smile on my face, which shows how impactful it was. But COVID has changed everyone's lives in so many ways, in ways that we don't even know yet, ways that we are still figuring out. And the fact that we're still in it is absolutely disgusting, in my opinion. But we now, looking back and realizing, you know, even though we are still in it, we are in such a different period of it, you know, now having vaccines and having at least, you know, summer weather and things like that. And so it is nice that we have documented where we were at that point and we can mm-hmm. see progress has been made.
Yeah, exactly. And just even playing off of that, this podcast for me is almost like a journal. Mm-hmm. Like, I journal daily, not at this level. And I think it's going to be really cool to look back on one day. And especially this episode when I was in the midst of 20s and have that recording of how most of us felt.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to forget. Like, I think for a lot of us, the days have blended together. Mm-hmm. And people are going to ask us down the line, you know, like, what did you do when you were quarantined in your house for 15 months? And we're not going to remember. We're going to say, oh, I don't know. I guess I probably read a lot or I probably picked up a hobby. But we now have it in some digital form, which is so nice. And I think it's going to be something we're really grateful that we did.
Absolutely.
This one was all about our experience with job interviews and the idea of, you know, growing up and getting your first job. And everything that goes along with it. And we gave our personal advice for what it's like to be in an interview, whether it be via Zoom or in person, which I think for me, at least just hearing Sophie's perspective, was super beneficial. And it could, that episode specifically could be used as just a guide for, you know, your quick 10 steps for getting you interview ready.
What I loved about this one is I feel like all of us have, or don't, but a lot of us have very clear ideas of this is how you write a resume, this is how you do cover letter, this is how I act in an interview, and that's correct. And it's really interesting to get an outlet into what other people do, because mm-hmm. even if you're like, I wouldn't necessarily do that, there's tidbits that are like, oh, I never thought of doing mm-hmm. that. And hearing Jenna's strategy and mine, you can read a million blogs, they all say the same boring things, mm-hmm. but actually hearing like a personal anecdote, and honestly what stands out to me is our like nightmare interviews when I cried during an interview, which I'm not gonna go into now, but that was a really fun one. I think that one was really educational and tactile. So
absolutely.
If you're about to apply to a job, go give that one a listen.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if it's just what not to do from our experiences, I think you'll learn something.
Absolutely.
Then we moved on to episode 6. And this one was a really fun one to prepare for and then to record. And this mm-hmm. one was our MTS favorite things.
These are a list of all of our favorite products in different categories. And it's funny because Jenna and I use a lot of the same products. So we were like fighting over who got one.
I want the hair dryer.
No, I want the Revlon one instead. and that one, honestly, we'll probably do this one every season. Little spoiler.
I think it's great. Like, I personally love these on YouTube, watching people's like monthly favorites. And I'm sure a lot of these have changed for us. We have new favorites, but a lot mm-hmm. of these products, especially the ones that I heard from Sophie, I then ended up, you know, investing in. And I, you know, what's a better way to find new favorites than getting referrals from people you trust? And so this was a great one to film.
I honestly think I took like 5 years and actually purchased.
Absolutely.
Or more. But yeah, that one was one of your guys' favorite episodes when you actually look at mm-hmm. the listenership. And if you go on our Instagram under guides, you can see the short list of a few of our like ultimate favorite products. Mm-hmm. So you can go
if
check
you
that out.
Did end up purchasing a product from listening to our episode, mm-hmm. let us know. We'd be so curious to know your experience with it, if it really did live up to the hype that we said it did. So let us know. We're always active on our Instagram. What have you been loving from our MTS favorite things?
AK, please DM us. We just want to talk to you.
We just want to talk.
We want friends. after MTS favorite things, we went on to episode 7, which was our Taoism episode, how to just be. And I will let Jenna talk to this one, but this one I kind of pushed Jenna into doing, and this was different from all of our other episodes where Jenna and I both talk. It was me pretty much interviewing Jenna, and I loved this one because it really featured your, not zone of genius, because, well, if you listen to the episode, where it's just our learnings, but I learned so much from this one, and this one was also a super highly played.
Oh, yeah. Sophie said it perfectly. I was scared shitless to do this episode for many reasons. One being that this is something I haven't shared with a lot of people, that this is an interest of mine and something that I really depend on for my own mental health. And another being that it was scary to talk about something that I'm still learning about, and that, you know, I don't claim to be an expert on, and I really wanted to be careful with how I said it, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't, you know, miseducating anyone. And again, this one ended up being one of my favorites. I still go back and listen to this one, and when I tell people to listen to the podcast, I say start with this one or Friends Aren't Therapists. And it was really, really good to do. I thought it helped a lot of people. I know a lot of people came to us and said, this was so interesting. I had no idea about this. I had no idea that this was something I could, you know, express interest in, even if it wasn't my, you know, direct path in life to be a Taoist or anything like that. And I, even just talking about it, really reintegrated it into my life. And I'm very happy we have this one down as well.
Which, honestly, kudos to Jenna. Kudos to Jenna, because this is our highest, our third highest played episode, which
you
is
like
really,
really
cool. They like you.
I loved it. And it was definitely scary to have it be, you know, me answering all the questions, but I really liked this format, and I'm excited to be able to do, you know, some of Sophie's expertise areas in the future. And I think it was great that we both got to, you know, or that we will get to bring in aspects that, you know, we might not necessarily share an interest in, but still feel it's beneficial to bring to our audience.
And then after that, we did a topic that we both really wanted to do, which was finance. And we actually brought on a guest because, God, if Jenna and I know anything about finances, we'd be rich already.
We not only brought on a guest, we brought on one of our, you know, favorite individuals. She is the coolest woman. This was the financial fortune teller. And honestly, having her in my life now and knowing that she's someone I can reach out to when I'm stressed about finances has been such a breakthrough moment for me. And she made understanding the scary world of finance seem so much more simple and, you know, not overwhelming and scary. And I know Sophie will talk about the fact that she's very much prevalent in her life moving forward. And it's again, such a great episode. If you're just starting to either have an interest in finance and or have a say in your own finances, this is a good one when you just want to know, where do I even begin?
Absolutely. And Jenna just said, like, you can reach out to her too on Instagram at the Financial Fortune Teller. She doesn't dumb it down. She just makes it make sense. Mm-hmm. And she makes it make sense for 20-something-year-old girls or anyone basically who wants to take control of their financial future. And I have two major takeaways. Number one is, it's okay to love money, and it's okay to be the breadwinner of your home, even as the woman. Especially as a woman.
Absolutely.
Number two, if your purchase isn't really going to matter or serve you in 5 years, don't spend more than $50 on it. Mm-hmm. Not worth it. So those are my two takeaways. I love that episode. You have to go through. There's so many goodies in there. And she really helps you comprehend finances as a young woman.
Definitely. So now we're a little over halfway through, and we reached episode 9, which was burnout. And this episode came at such a good time because I know we were both probably at midterms at this point, and we were feeling burnt out. And I'm sure being burnt out is not something that is new to many people. I'm sure everyone's experienced a burnout, even if they don't exactly know what a burnout is supposed to be or what the symptoms of a burnout are. But having us be able to define a burnout and define the many different types of burnouts, so many that I didn't even know existed, was really helpful for me. And I mean, luckily I haven't had a very serious burnout since then, but I know that moving forward, I'll be able to catch my burnouts sooner and proactively take steps to, you know, prevent them and deal with them, cope with them, so that they don't reach this point where I'm really unable to get back on my feet.
Yeah, this episode, I told Jenna, I was like, I want to wait till we're burned out to film this episode, which was kind of okay. Mm-hmm. But it was really interesting because now when we really went through the signs and symptoms and feelings of what it feels like to be burnt out, I'm so much more self-aware of it. And then we went through a lot of remedies and strategies to help beat your burnout or prevent it. And I actually put those to work. And I love it when when I learn just as much from our episodes as our listeners would. And this one, just personally on a day-to-day level, has been a game changer. After the burnout episode, we posted one of our highest listened episodes, which was Body Positivity with guest Raquel Benita. And this one was no shocker. that it performed so well and that you guys loved it so much. It was one that we'd actually been asked for. It was one that Jenna and I, again, probably learned just as much about as you guys. And Raquel was absolutely incredible to have on the show.
I'm smiling just at, like, the sound of her name because mm-hmm. Raquel came on and told me stuff I didn't even know I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. And again, she was another amazing mentor that made such a complex topic seem so simple and attainable. And she talked about loving your body unconditionally and giving your body a break and what happens when you are too, you know, tough on yourself. And a lot of us realize we can be too tough on ourselves academically or professionally, but we don't realize we can be too tough on our mental health. And she was so good at explaining that topic. And for me, something that she talked about that has stuck with me, and I've told people about this, and I said, oh, I don't, you know, I spoke to Raquel Benita and she told me this analogy, and she spoke about clothes and jeans. And she said, your clothes are there to serve you. And if they aren't fitting you, they're not serving you, and thus they don't deserve to be in your life. And so trash them and don't give it a second thought, because you shouldn't say, oh, I've outgrown my jeans. Your jeans have outgrown you.
It's so funny. I was just about to use that as my takeaway. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely the biggest takeaway. And she goes into detail of it. And that was the best line. It's your clothes should serve you.
Oh, my God.
Like a little behind the scenes. When we recorded this episode, like Raquel was talking and I was tearing up. Mm-hmm. I almost cried. Like she really got down to the root of insecurities and body positivity and what it means to be a body positive person. And it resonated with me and a lot of you guys because we know you listened, guys. We know. We're watching.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what she spoke about that was so true to the point was the idea that it's really the way that you need to start is not necessarily part of it is about a change in your lifestyle, but it's more so about a change in your mindset, which I loved. And she said it was, you know, she really started seeing results and started feeling happier about her body when she convinced herself that she needed to feel happy about her body and that she needed to give her body the love it deserved. And that was such a huge thing for me. And so I'm actively working, and I hope all of you out there are actively working to thank your body for all that it does, to, you know, when you go out and put on a piece of clothes, instead of saying, I don't look good in this, or my body type isn't right for this, saying, you know, this piece doesn't serve me, or this piece doesn't give my body, you know, enough credit for how awesome it is and how amazing it looks. And that's obviously not, you know, the whole process into building body confidence, but it sure is a start. And I've already, you know, taken that to heart, and I'm going to continue to try to apply that.
Absolutely.
We then moved on to an episode that, I won't lie, we weren't even thinking we were going to go into doing this episode. We kind of thought we were going to avoid it for a bit. This season, we thought we would at least avoid mm-hmm. it for. And this was an episode all about relationships, dating, and rock and roll, which basically means in everything else under the sun. And we both, you know, had our own experiences with dating and with relationships and things like that. But it was still something that we find very personal, and we weren't sure if we could speak on other people's experiences and or if we'd be helpful. And for us, it actually took one listener who hopped into our DMs and decided that we were cool enough to speak to and came to us about her relationship issues. And I remember when she reached out, we kind of had a bit of imposter syndrome about being like, you know, why does she think we could answer this? And we had to convince ourselves it's not because we're professionals. It's not because, you know, we're dating experts or that we've had 10,000 boyfriends or girlfriends. It's truly because we've just been vulnerable and transparent. And so even without, you know, an insane amount of expertise, we can touch upon it because we're open to doing it. And so thanks to this listener, we released this episode and it was one of my favorites. I say that about every episode now. I know I sound cliche, but I really liked doing it. And this is one we are definitely going to come back to and talk further on. Yeah. That's it.
Jenna knows this is a topic that I feel very uncomfortable talking about. And part of this podcast is we're putting ourselves out there for you guys and being vulnerable. And when we get messages like that, it's kind of like, okay, it was worth it. Like, it's okay. And yeah, I find it hard to talk about this topic, and I'm sure other people do. And like, I'm not going to say that it's easy to talk about because it's not for everyone. So I'm glad that we did it. There was a lot of learnings in there. Even that one one girl who DM'd us, and Jenna and I sat on FaceTime for 30 minutes trying to curate a response. Mm-hmm. So if you want lots of thoughts into your issues from your friendly neighborhood podcast host, send us a DM.
We are gals.
We're your gals. So yeah, it was a great episode to do. I'm glad we put it out there. And my mom told me that as she was driving, she listened to the whole episode. I'm like, of all the episodes.
Of all the episodes. Absolutely. But, okay. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, God. Well, what a perfect transition. Because speaking of episodes that made us uncomfy and put us on the spot, our episode 12 was Off the Cuff, which, again, an episode that Sophie pushed me to do and pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I'm very glad we did it. And this was our first episode that we went in blind. And what I mean by that is we did not have a script. We did not have, you know, outlined topics. We truly were given a one-word heading. We gave ourselves a one-word heading, and we're just told to roll with it. And we just spoke like we would speak to each other on the phone. And it was scary, and you can hear in our voices we had pauses and shaky moments, but it also was a really liberating experience to realize that, you know, just talking and just being open and vulnerable and authentic is all anyone ever asks of us.
This was my, like, this, I don't know if I've said this, besides Friends Aren't Therapists, this is absolutely my favorite. Mm-hmm. It was, we were just basically shooting the shit and having a chat, and I don't know, this was the most enjoyable. I just felt like I was on the phone with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then after Off the Cuff, we have episode 13, which is one that is very close to my heart because it was Being a Badass Entrepreneur with Danny Kagan and Victoria Marshman, who, if you listen to the podcast, you know, are my bosses.
We loved having Victoria and Danny on. They are the coolest gals, and they're just so fun to talk to. And more so than that, they are so knowledgeable about, you know, this field because they've devoted their entire lives to helping people like us and people with passion and drive, you know, reach their final goals. And they are just so amazing at what they do. And I loved having them on. I think we both now have really personal connections with both of them. And they've been so warm and kind to us and willing to help us throughout this journey, which has been amazing.
Yeah, and talking about things that should serve you, one of my biggest takeaways from this episode is that your ego doesn't serve you. Mm-hmm. And this was when we ask every we decided at the beginning of this podcast, we'd ask every guest mentor what they tell their 20-year-old self or what they wish they knew when they were 20s. Danny and Vic went off. They were like rapid fire with tips on what they wish they knew. And one of the biggest ones that I heard was that your ego doesn't serve you.
Yes.
And that stuck with me.
Absolutely. I think another one that stuck with me was when we asked them about, you know, how do you know that you're meant to be an entrepreneur? Like, are there certain attributes? Is it in your genes? Like, what is that? And I think it was Vic, but it could have been both of them, who said, you know, you'll only ever know if you try. And they both kind of said, give it a try. And obviously, don't invest your life savings in it if you're just testing out the waters. But try and see if it sticks. And if not, that's okay. It wasn't meant to be. Go try something else. But you'll never know unless you take the risk. And that's a huge part of being an entrepreneur, you know, taking calculated risks. And that was a really big thing for me because I've always looked for, like, the recipe to success or, like, the answer, the formula. And knowing, you know, there is no one way to succeed. And sometimes you're just going to have to dive in, you know, instead of just dipping your toes, you're going to have to try. And worst comes to worst, you say, all right, I learned some. You win some, you lose some, you dim some. But that was so life-changing for me. And I kind of felt things click in my brain when they said that. We then did episode 14, and this was What We Wish We Knew in Our 20s. And this was one that we had planned to do from the get-go. We knew we had to, you know, close to the end off with all of our things that we wish we knew, which goes back to that very beginning of why we started this in the first place, which was to create, you know, an open platform where people can say, God, like, I need help, or I need support, or I need guidance, so that they don't have to go in blind. And we wish we had people speaking so openly about this when we were, before we were entering our 20s. And so these were things that we thought, you know, we didn't know and we wish we knew. And maybe some of these would resonate with you as well.
We've made it very clear that everything we say is our opinion, almost backed by a source or a fact. This is our opinion and this is our journey. It's basically our verbal diaries. And so we wish we knew these things before we turned 20, but we're also just 20 Jenna's still 20, I'm 21, just. So this is going to be a journey, and we'll look back on this and we'll look back on how young we are, and we're not experts. We're just sharing our experiences and hoping that you guys can grow with us, and we want to hear yours too. So it's not a one-sided conversation. We're just going through all of this together, and these single changes, we get older and ebb and flow as things do, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had so many takeaways from this episode, because I think this episode really was our takeaways from the season. And something that has stuck with me, this was one of mine, and I know I'll also talk about one of Sophie's, was the idea that there is no one right way to do your 20s. Just like there is no one right way to do life. And, you know, despite the fact that we're telling you about our experiences, wherever you are, whatever stage you're at in life is where you are meant to be. And I know that's a really hard thing to grasp, and it's a really trusting approach to just say, I am where I'm supposed to be, and I have to trust the process that I'll get to where I need to be. But it truly is, and that goes back to Taoism, they all link together. Everything is happening for a reason. And, you know, there are, other than what science tells you, fuck science, there are no real checkpoints of where you need to be in life. You will get there. Trust the process, go on your own speed, and don't be so hard on yourself.
Absolutely. Very, very, like, absolutely. That was literally the whole podcast. Just stop being hard.
Finish. That's the high level summary.
High level summary. So episode 15, this is where we're going to end season one. And like, it truly does feel like just yesterday that Jenna and I were like, decided we were going to do a podcast, and we were like, okay, how are we going to make this happen? What the heck are we going to talk about? We're like, who's going to listen to us? But now it's become our side hustle.
Absolutely. And I remember sitting down with Sophie and saying, okay, what is our podcast going to be about? Like, we don't really have, you know, any zone of genius. We aren't experts at anything. And Sophie kind of said, well, that's the point. You know, maybe that's our brand, that we don't know much. And you know, a lot of people feel the same way. And if we can just open that conversation and bring people in for us and for you, then it'll be beneficial to everyone, including us. A little bit of this is selfish, and we are loving getting to experience these mentors firsthand and mm-hmm. all of their expertise, because they are so special to us and they bring such amazing advice and personal experiences.
Our brand is people who want to be better people and want to grow and learn and roll the punches. Mm-hmm. And if you're here for that, then stay with us, because we have a lot coming for season two, my friends.
We don't want to spoil anything, but we've already sat down and mapped out our season two, and it looks so good. We are, you know, holding ourselves back from getting started recording all the episodes. We're trying to, you know, pace ourselves, because we are just so eager to get going.
We know what you guys want. We've heard you. We hear you. Mm-hmm. We know what you want. We're listening. We're bringing on, a little spoiler, we're going to be bringing on lots of fun guest mentors and people to ask questions to, because again, our opinions, we're not experts at anything. But that's our little teaser, is we're going to be giving a lot more of what you guys have been asking for.
Absolutely. So a couple more little reflection points about this, you know, these last couple months and how amazing they've been. What was your favorite partnership or opportunity we got to take advantage of via the podcast from this year?
We were featured in a blog. It was, what was it called again?
Life Begins at 20.
Life Begins at 20. And this is my favorite, because Jenna and I were, it was very early stages, and the owner of the blog reached out to us and asked us for an entry, and Jenna and I were like uber flattered, because we were like, what, someone wants to write about us on their blog? That's so cool. And she gave us a list of questions to answer, and we got to answer them together, and it was a great bonding exercise for both of us. It felt like we were like writing a little journal, and I think that was fun because it was something that we really did together and then got featured in, and we had to find old photos of ourselves for the blog, and that was fun. So we dug up a few cringy like grade 9 photos.
Oh yeah. It was so cool. It was cool to be, you know, featured on someone else's platform, and it was amazing to be featured alongside so many other empowering women. And I got the opportunity to go and look through her platform, and, you know, not that we just want you to go read ours, there are so many other awesome stories of different women doing amazing things on this platform, so absolutely go check it out.
Absolutely.
My personal favorite partnership, oh, it's very hard to choose, but I would be ridiculous if I didn't comment on our amazing work we did with author Jess Smith and her book, Your 20s. This book has totally changed my life. We were lucky enough to be sent the book and to get to read the book and talk about it on the podcast and feature it on our Instagram. And it really is exactly what we're all about, which is a guide to finding yourself in your 20s and knowing all the things that, you know, a textbook or your school classroom won't tell you. And Jess is the most amazing person. I've loved getting to know her. And again, it's just another woman that loves to, you know, uplift other women around her and support other creators. And she is a big inspiration for this podcast. We're very, very lucky to have her in our lives.
Absolutely. She really is like the definition of a mentor.
Absolutely.
And my favorite part about that giveaway is Jenna's photos with the book. She really...
Oh, yeah.
Jenna took some really awesome photos of that book, and we did a giveaway too on our platform, and
our first giveaway.
We did our first giveaway. So, and two people won a book to read, and she sent the book. She's just the cutest human being in the entire world. So
yeah,
that was really great. So then I guess our last little reflection is like, where do we want to take this project? What are our dreams and aspirations for the My 20 somethings podcast? What are we doing?
Wow. I mean, what I love about this is that our opportunities are endless, and I love that this isn't something that really has like reached its peak and now, you know, we're running out of options. We have so many ideas for this, so many things that are in the works, so many projects we're already, you know, talking about and brainstorming and then also putting together. So without giving too much away, I want it to continue to grow into an interactive and collaborative brand. I want, you know, beyond the podcast, though I love the podcast, we have blogs that go out on our website, and I'd love to continue to develop those and tons of other things using the different mediums we belong to. And I just see so much potential for this concept to be more than just truly a podcast, but really a way of life, as cheesy as that is. That's how I feel.
My dream was always to just like make one person feel heard, relate, feel like it's gonna be okay, say yeah, me too. That was the dream. And although that has grown, that just remains true to this day. And I just want to continue to build relationships with girls our age and giving them access to mentors that they never otherwise would have been able to hear from, and continue to empower each other, because there is nothing stronger than women who decide to band together and to uplift each other. And I don't think that there is any excuse anymore for women tearing each other down. And that's my goal here.
Retweet. We are in this together. Sophie said this to me way back when we were starting this and just talking about the idea, exactly what she said before. If we reach one person, our job is done. And I feel that we've done that. I feel that from the amazing feedback we've received and our super active and involved audience, we have touched some people, and that's so awesome to hear. And that just motivates us to keep going. And there are so many places we can go with this, and I can't wait to see where we even start.
I also want to start doing reels. I just want to see Jenna in person. My dream is to record in person, because we've done all of this over Zoom because of COVID, and I am over it.
That's hilarious. And I just also want reels. Yes, it's true. Lots of content coming, expanding to different platforms. We can't wait. That's all I can
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely.
So, watch out world. So here we are at the end. Once again, we are so, so grateful for our entire MTS family, and we want to thank you all for your open-mindedness, positivity, and loyalty to our podcast.
And this is not the end for us, so make sure you're following us on all of our social platforms to stay in the loop and up to date with all the fun and exciting projects that we have in the works, like the blog and, you know, all those amazing reels that we're going to film.
They're coming, absolutely. We hope you enjoyed this whole season as much as we enjoyed recording it. If you did, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and give us a rating on all major streaming platforms. We love to read your reviews, and we are always sure to shout them out over on our Instagram page, so definitely interact with us there. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and check out more exclusive content at www.my20somethingspodcast.com.
Finally, we're wishing you nothing but love. Remember that you're doing the best that you can, and that's all anyone can ever ask of you. You are exactly where you need to be at this very moment, and you should be so proud of everything that you've accomplished thus far, especially during COVID. And we are beyond proud of you.
Stay happy and healthy, and until next time, bye guys.